Good morning, good morning, good morning. That's a beautiful music. Can you hear it? I hope you can hear it. It's beautiful. Oh yeah, so this is Coach Raquel, and today I felt like I would come on here and I would seek to inspire someone using my own breakdowns that I have transformed into breakthroughs. And it's just me having open and honest growth conversations, speaking my truth and the lessons I've learned from my breakdowns that transformed into breakthroughs. And today I want to talk about being impeccable with your words. Be impeccable with your words. Okay, I'm going to turn this music off because I'm not sure if it's too high or not. So, anyway, yes. It is important as an entrepreneur that you have clarity. And clarity, I believe, comes through self-awareness. Because if you lack clarity, it's very difficult now to be impeccable with your words. Yes. And I'm going to share something with you from the Fifth Agreement written by Don Miguel Ruiz and his son. And it says, the first agreement, be impeccable with your word. It reads, this brings us to the first and most important of the four agreements. Be impeccable with your word. The word is your power of creation, and that power can be used in more than one direction. One direction is impeccability, where the word creates a beautiful story, your personal heaven on earth. The other direction is misuse of the word, where the word destroys everything around you and creates your personal hell. The word, as a symbol, has the magic and power of creating because of, sorry. Has the magic and power of creation because it can reproduce an image, an idea, a feeling, or an entire story in your imagination. Just hearing the word horse can reproduce an entire image in your mind. That's the power of a symbol. But it can even be more powerful than that. Just by saying two words, the Godfather, a whole movie can appear in your mind. This is your magic, your power of creation, and it becomes the word, sorry, and it begins with the word. Perhaps you can understand why the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. According to many religions, in the beginning, nothing existed. And the very first thing that God created was the messenger, the angel who delivers a message. You may understand the need for something that could transfer information from one place to another place, of course. From nowhere to nowhere seems a little complicated. But it's very simple simple at the same time. In the very beginning, God created the word, and the word is a messenger. Then, if God created the word to deliver a message, and if the word is a messenger, then that is what you are, a messenger, an angel. Just wanted to share that with you. This book is so inspiring to me. The thing is, right? The words we speak are so powerful, yes? And yet sometimes we can be so mindless with it. Can we afford to be mindless with our words? No, we can't. We have to become intentional with our words. And of course, my people who I connect with, especially our entrepreneurs, you're the ones I talk to because I'm an entrepreneur myself, and most of my experiences are that of me being an entrepreneur. And so I like to share this information, especially with entrepreneurs. Be mindful. And we're all entrepreneurs. As long as you were designed by God, a creator, you're an entrepreneur. We're entrepreneurs by default, and entrepreneurs are creator. We create. That's what we do. Whether we're recreating or we're innovating, we're all creators, right? So we ought to be impeccable with our words. We have to be conscious with our words. We have to be clear. We have to be in mindfulness when it comes to our words, right? So let's say something terrible or seemingly terrible is happening in our world, right? There's a storm. The COVID is happening. Yes. Yes, it's okay to acknowledge what we're experiencing and that something is present and it's affecting us. But we have a choice to speak about it in a way that brings about the results we want, as opposed to just repeating information for the purpose of repeating the information. Yes, and sometimes, so often, in repeating the information, we repeat it in such a negative way. How does that affect us? Every time we say something, we create an experience. Every time we say something, we create a world. Every time we say something, we are creating. So what I would like to share with you today is my own experiences, what I've learned to do. And it took some experiences for me to, I realized at one point I was existing in chaos. But then I realized that that chaos was of my own making. See, anyone can say or do anything to me, but how I treat that information is my choice. It's my choice. And sometimes we're living in this world where sometimes the force of others can be so strong coming at you that you start thinking and feeling that you don't have a voice. But you do, because you're the one deciding it. See, anyone external from us can do anything. But nothing can penetrate us without our permission. Nothing. Yes, there's some point when something is happening that we accept, agree, co-sign, whether it's in our minds or we speak it vocally, right? But at some point in time, we have a thought about it. We have an interaction with it. We have a response to it. And we can choose that response to be our truth of the experience and our vision for it, our hope for it, the kind of outcome we want. And we speak that into being. I had to learn the hard way to say what I actually want. And there are times I had to close my eyes because I feel like the forces coming at me were so strong. Yes, that I had to just keep repeating what my desires were, even no matter how challenging it felt. And I've had to learn mind management. I've had to learn to say to my mind, that's not the thought we're going to have today. We're going to have a different thought today. Different thought. I am in charge of me. I am in control of me. I'm in control of the words that come out of my mouth. No one else is. I am. And I can choose what those words are. I can choose to say, today is a great day. I don't care what it looks like to the rest of the world. I don't care what the English language says it is. For me, today is a wonderful, magnificent, amazing day. Today, February 7th, is one of my best days. A wonderful day, a day where I'm going to have so much joy. I'm going to laugh. Yes, I'm going to feel good about myself. I am beautiful. Be impeccable with your words. Choose your words in your favor. Choose words that edify you first. Don't just choose words that hit the other person the way you want them to feel. Choose words that make you feel how you want to feel. Yes? So let's say someone says something to you that you interpret as mean and disgusting and ugly. You now have the choice how you respond and even how you interpret it. You can choose to see it different. That's what I work hard every day to do. When people say things and I feel like my mind is going to a place where I'm rejecting it, or I'm feeling like in my own interpretations, is I'm interpreting it as a negative. I'm like, we're not doing that. So I do one of two things. I either reject it completely. So I just said to myself, we did not hear that. Let that go. That is not penetrating my mind today. So I either reject it back to the sender. Yes. Or I say to myself, there is a lesson here. This is positive and this is in my favor. Whatever that person said is in my favor. Now let me sit with it and assess for myself. What lesson can I garner from this? What can I take from this coming, this interaction and use in my favor? And sometimes it is, this person is saying to me, I don't like you, so I need to let them go. Or it could be, this person is having a terrible day. I can smile and I can say something positive back to them, and maybe that will help improve their day. When people come to me with negative experience, with their negative experiences, or their with what would seem as a negative experience, I look for the humanity in it. Yeah, if I can't in my own space find something positive, then I look for the humanity in it. For example, if somebody's angry, chances are they're feeling pain. So I don't focus on the fact that they're being angry. I focus on, okay, should you, if you're feeling pain, which could be why you're responding, reacting to me this way, how can I make you feel love instead? How can I bring some kindness to this experience? Because in so doing, I'm not helping the other person. I'm helping myself. See, a lot of the times when people do stuff, we respond because we're thinking it's personal. We're taking it personal. We're thinking they're doing this and it's about us and it's making me feel this way. It's not personal. Nothing in this life is personal. And if it were to be personal, wouldn't you want it to be personal in a positive way, that it impacts in a positive way? We have the power to transform dialogue, to transform actions, to transform experiences into positive outcomes, positive lessons, you know? And that is kind of what I want to do with my life. For the rest of my life, I'm going to be happy. I will be happy every single day of my life. And that's why the show is called Finding Happy, because it is my intentional efforts to get up every single day and find my happy in every day. I'm on a constant journey of finding my happy. Yes. And I will settle for nothing less. And I will do whatever I have to do. You know, I'll apologize a million times if I have to, and I'll mean it too. Yes, I will let go a million times if I have to, and I will be happy to do so. I will let go of people. I will let go of experiences. I will let go of things. I will let go. I will forgive. Yes, I will forgive if I have to, a million times if I have to, because it's never about me. It isn't about me. The universe loves me. Absolutely loves me. The universe moves people for me in my favor. So everything that's coming at me, it's all positive. It's all good. It's not negative. It's all good. I just have to find the positive in it. I just have to find the positive in it. Yes? Because that's the choice I am making. That is the choice that I am making. Anyone external from me to choose whatever can choose whatever they want to do and however they want to interact with me. But I retain the right to transform every one of my life experiences to a positive. And positive in based on what I'm saying is not necessarily that things are always going to go my way. No, it's that I am going to make the conscious decision to use words that brings about favor in my life. So if it's storming, I don't have to repeat that storm and perpetuate it in my life. I can sit in it and decide, okay, how do I interpret this positively? I'm going to sleep. See what I'm saying? It's just a matter of using words that bring about the best outcome for us. as opposed to just repeating the negative experiences. We don't have to repeat the negative experiences. We can transform all experiences into positive experiences for ourselves. Be impeccable with your words. If something seems negative, we don't have to repeat words that are negative towards it. Sometimes silence is the best response to something. If we can't speak the positive, then be silent. That's what I choose anyway, because I deserve positive words over my life coming from my own mouth. People external from me can say whatever they want to say. They can do whatever they want to do. But I choose to speak positive over my life. I choose to transform every negative energy, every negative wave, every negative words that I interpret coming towards me. I can change it. I can transform it into something positive and then speak that, or just not speak at all. Now, I'm about to wrap up and I would like to share this poem with you. I wrote this poem about 8 years ago. For most of my life, I was very suicidal. I just had very negative interpretations of the world and what was happening to me. And I just kept having these negative, I was just seeing everything so negative, and I felt trapped in my life in a lot of cases. And what helped me was writing. I started writing my thoughts and they came out in poetry. And I had this entire book of poetry that I didn't really use. And then this year I decided, you know what, I'm going to design a website and I'm just going to publish them there, because I wanted to publish a book of poetry, but then it wasn't happening the way I wanted to. I was really nervous, fearful. Is it going to be good enough? You see, that all those negative things I was thinking in, and I just decided, you know what, I'm a web designer. Use my own gifts to produce it in a way that I can, it can be positive in my favor, you know? And so I designed this website. If you want, you can check it out or not. But it's Walking in Divine Purpose. walkingindivinepurpose.com. And that's where I publish my poems with the hope that it will inspire other people who may be going through something similar, or just inspire people in general. So I'm going to share this one that I wrote. And the title is Ode to God. O-O-D-E, Ode to God. And it goes this way. It reads like this. I owe it to my life to be its source of light. I owe it to my body to listen when it cries. I owe it to my mind to feed it with peace, not strife. I owe it to my heart to spend it not on lies. To you, I owe my life. Your love is so divine. My world, my joys, my peace of mind, by your grace I daily find. You've blessed me with some dear ones, some with pure heart of gold. You make strength of my weaknesses. I find greatness within me from chambers unknown. I owe it to my neighbors to love them, everyone. I owe it to my enemies to outstretch a helping hand. My life, my heart, my all you own. I owe it to you, Lord. It's all yours, my soul. I'll share it one more time. And this is my ode to God, as in O-D-E. I hope it inspires you today. I hope it inspires you. And instead of saying I, am going to say you when I read it the second time. You owe it to your life to be your source of light. You owe it to your body to listen when it cries. You owe it to your mind to feed it with peace, not strife. And you owe it to your heart to spend it not on lies. To you, I owe my life. Well, for those who believe in God, the God of your own understanding, because that's what I was saying, to God, you owe your life. Well, at least mine. I don't know if I can put that on you, but here, this is what I said in the poem. To you, I owe my life. Your love is so divine. My world, my joys, my peace of mind, By your grace, I daily find. You've blessed me with some dear ones, some with pure heart of gold. You make strength of my weaknesses. I find greatness within me from chambers unknown. I owe it to my neighbors to love them, everyone. I owe it to my enemies to outstretch a helping hand. My life, my heart, my all you own. I owe it to you, Lord. It is all yours, my soul. It is my hope today that what I shared with you this morning was a source of inspiration and was positive, and you were able to interpret it as something positive, because that was my intention. Be impeccable with your words, especially the words you use over yourself. Well, all the words you speak is spoken over yourself. As long as it comes from your mouth, it impacts you, nobody else. That was one of the things I had to learn. It's that which comes out of me that affects me. Even when I use it towards others, it doesn't affect them, it affects me. And for it to even touch them, it first inflicts on me. So be kind with yourself. Be thoughtful with yourself. Be impeccable with your words, because every word you speak impacts you first. Every word you speak affects you first. Every word you speak affects your own outcome, your own life. Be impeccable with your words. And today, I am committing to myself to do the work required for me to be impeccable with my words, because it's not always easy. It's not always easy, but I am always worth it. May you be blessed today. Thank you so much for listening to me. Hi, Bossy Flossie and VRV. Yeah, I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was such a pleasure being here. I haven't been on live for a while, but it was such a pleasure being here this morning. And I just hope that you have the best day, the absolute best day. I pray that things work in your favor today. Whatever it is that your heart desire, I pray that it comes to you. It is my hope that every word that's spoken from your mouth today will edify you, will empower you, will inspire you, will advance your life, because you'll be impeccable with those words. Be blessed, and thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Goodbye.